you buy someone who's turning 50? It's a big birthday, probably pretty organised, you know, you got the stuff of life. Well, how about something to do with skating? In fact, think bigger. How about you get this person a skate park? Dr. Indigo Willing is having her big birthday next month, and that's what she's hoping for. Hello, Indigo.
Hello.
Is that right? You know, you'd like a little, a big skate park packaged up with a big bow on top?
Yeah, I want a skate park just like diamonds, you know, and they just don't, a skate park doesn't lose their shape, so skate parks are a girl's best friend.
I love that. Now, last time we met, you were gearing up to go to Sweden to talk to an international conference that kind of where your two passions collided, skateboarding, social justice. I gather you haven't done any overseas travel recently. But just remind us why you took up skateboarding at 41.
That's right. Yeah, I started skateboarding at 41. I had always, I guess, wanted to skateboard, but it's a pretty macho culture and it was just the right time in my life. My son had just started school and Brisbane City Council and Skateboarding Australia had been doing these free workshops welcoming people into the park. There really weren't that many women, girls, non-binary, sort of gender diverse people at the skate parks at all back then. So doing little things like that, like making welcoming spaces, making it look friendly, makes a huge difference. And I've been doing it ever since. So it's almost been, you know, 10 years that I've been skateboarding. And since then, we've started up a network with my friends, Evie Ryder, Tora Waldron, Millie Miljavec, Amanda, my friend Sophia Ross, a bunch of people putting together very much how I started, you know, workshops and events and just making skateboarding fun for everybody.
I love that you've brought in your board this morning. Like, I mean, the ABC studio is not technically set up for kickflip or something like that, but bright pink on the top with an owl and a bit of graffiti on the back. It looks very well used. What is your best trick that you've mastered?
Oh, gosh. The beautiful thing about skateboarding, pretty much like how I got into academia, really, you never stop learning and you're always pushing yourself and the reward is just the perseverance itself in some ways. And skateboarding is a lot of fun. So my favourite trick at the moment is actually learning a kickflip. I would like to get a kickflip by the time I'm 50, which is next. It's in October 16, so I don't have very long and I've been trying for 4 years. And if not, then, you know, I'll go into my 50s with a trick goal, which is to get kickflips nice and clean.
I don't know, kickflip by 50, you know, it's got a nice ring to it. Because you actually recently, you put a post up on Twitter of you sort of, and your attempts and learning. Yeah. And I think last time I checked, it was, had like a million views or something like that.
Yeah, it's kind of surreal when you're just in Brisbane, you're just doing your thing and you think, look, I'm just like a 40, I'm a mum that started at 41, I'm almost 50. And, you know, like life's about having fun and not always being perfect. So I'm just going to share my imperfection and my you know, desire just to live life to the fullest. And yeah, it just took off. I think it really connected to people. And in that I said that, you know, kickflips or whatever your goal is just something that you haven't got yet, with an emphasis on the idea of yet. So no matter what your dreams are, you know, it's something that you haven't got yet. It leaves a door open rather than shutting the door like, no way will I ever have that. It's like there's a window of possibility. And I think just whatever you're doing, like thinking about, you know, you haven't got it yet, it's really nice.
You're listening to Dr. Indigo Willing, mum, almost 50-year-old skateboarder who would like a skate park for her birthday. And she's got a place in mind. She'll tell you about that in a tick. Where do you skate normally?
Yep. Okay, so my locals are Paddington, which is opposite Suncoast Stadium, and it's very, very packed. Also, there's Cooperoo Skate Park, and there is West End, which is very, very tiny. And what we've found is that the population of skateboarders is getting bigger all the time, and especially after the Olympics. Skateboarding was in the Olympics. Gold medalist was a Gold Coast person, Keegan Palmer, Australian Poppy Star Olsen was hugely popular because she was shown when one of the girls fell down, her and her friends picked up that girl and carried her and they're all smiling and, you know, they stopped her from crying and sort of celebrated the moment of friendship. So skateboarding's really taken off and the population, you know, we just need more skate parks. We're going to be in Olympic City in 2032. And yeah, I mean, you know, it's Tony Hawk skate pro game, video game, even that is like worth about $1.4 billion. So, you know, people love skateboarding more than you think.
All right. So where should Brisbane's newest skate park be?
Yeah, well, for my birthday, Brisbane City Council. I think a great place to have the skate park is a space next to the Gallery of Modern Art. There is a lot of green space that we will not touch, and of course we'll consult with council and leaders in the community and the traditional owners, so the Yugambeh and Turrbal peoples. You know, skateboarding itself is something that is very spectacular to watch. It's good fun. It attracts people from all kinds of backgrounds, but particularly people from marginalized backgrounds. It's been very popular in countries where there's lots of refugees, people that find a second family in skateboarding. So it's a very positive social aspect to it, but it's also spectacular. And so near an art gallery is something that I think fits in. You know, artists are forward thinking. It's something that's cool to look at. It brings a lot of visitors to the skate park. And also in Spain, there are examples already. So the MACBA, the gallery there, after 5 p.m., they let the skateboarders just use it. And it's a very popular place to be. It's filmed, people from around the world flock to go there to skateboard. And, you know, there's a mixture of, you know, old people eating their lunch, watching the skateboarders, you know, grandmas taking their daughters to have a skate. It's a really positive thing.
So Indigo, you're talking there, the right on the bend of the Brisbane River between the Gallery of Modern Art and the Palmlat Milk Factory.
Yeah? Basically, yeah.
So,
yeah.
And where the Kurilpa Bridge comes across and curls around.
Yep. Yeah, so next to the Kurilpa Bridge, there's a green space. We wouldn't want to touch that at all, but there's a huge car park that's used by trucks at the moment. And, it's a piece of land that in the future can be repurposed for anything. And because it's concrete and it's just, a car park, how wonderful would it be to turn it into a world-class skate park?
Pretty close to where the International Broadcast Centre was mooted as well for the Olympics, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So you could have, so much exciting things going on. Another example is South Bank in London. They had a skate park there that they wanted to actually close down, but the population, not just skateboarders, said, look, this is really culturally cool and significant, so they kept it. And yeah, skate parks can really add a lot to the area. And I'm actually doing some research with a academic in UCLA and my colleagues at Griffith University, looking at the UN plan for sustainable cities and culturally safe spaces. And it really makes sense to have places for youth to be, for marginalized people to go and use their time really constructively and enjoying themselves, and also having safe spaces for people like, women, girls and non-binary and all different genders to go and skate. So if you build a skate park out in the middle of nowhere, it's not the safest, right? It actually is encouraging people to be out of society, to be outcasts and all of that. And that's fine if that's what you want, to do. But also it's just really healthy to integrate skateboarders with, everybody. So it's safer, it's more fun, it's good for the city. I mean, it looks spectacular. Everybody watched the Olympics, so get the numbers.
You can imagine as well, people coming up the Kurilpa Bridge, which is a pedestrian bridge, people walking and standing on that sort of circular ramp that winds its way down. It'd be a great viewpoint. Indigo, what does Brisbane City Council think of your idea?
So we in the past were very lucky with the Brisbane Council to get Paddington Skate Park upgraded, but this time I'm not sure they're just going to hand me my birthday present on a platter, but why not? I think they should. But apart from that, what we're going to do is just raise awareness. We're going to hit King George Square for a skate jam on the 30th of October. From 9 to 12, we're going to ask all the Brisbane skate shops and Brisbane skate groups and networks and just everybody that loves skateboarding to come along, have a jam, show the city how fun skateboarding is, show them that we have world-class skateboarders here, like some of the top people in the world are from Australia and from Brisbane. So people like Tommy Flynn, Tanaya Mayas, there's just so many good skateboarders here, and show the public that, we really complement each other.
Yeah, well, Tommy Flynn's got, I've got a date booked with him when he comes back from, he was going to Mackay for a big tournament up there.
Yeah.
But I was talking to the Australian Skateboarding Federation a week or so ago.
Yeah.
Donnie, yeah. So hang on, just to check the legal path here, Indigo.
Yep.
You said King George Square
yep.
and skating.
Yep.
I thought, if you're on a skateboard in King George Square, you'd cop a $500 fine.
It can be seen as disruptive to the city, and that's also what we're trying to do. We're trying to say that cities all around the world open their public squares to skateboarding, and it's very positive. So we have done, through Jonathan Sree, we put a notification that we're going to have a sort of awareness rally there about skateboarding.
Okay, so it's kind of a rally and demo.
Yeah.
And can we have a skate park across the river too?
Multi-purpose.
Okay, so that's the 30th of October, and that's gone through the council channels. It'll be really interesting to hear what they say, because you will literally be outside City Hall at that point.
Exactly.
You hear the Lord Mayor to come down and...
Yeah, you can have a role with us, and we're talking to the new executive director of skateboarding, Skate Australia, who's an awesome woman. And, you know, how can you seriously go and find an Olympian outside your city hall for skateboarding?
When's your actual 50th birthday? What day?
Okay, I turn 50 on the 16th of October, according to my orphanage records, because I'm from the Vietnam War and it's an interesting pathway how I got here. But, according to most of my documents, I'm going to turn 50 on the 16th of October. I have a party with my friends at Kupuru Skate Park on the 17th, all ages and people of all stages, just the marvelous skate community out there that are just so warm and cool and welcoming of people that love to skate. And then the 30th, we'll have that demo at King George Square. And all are welcome to rally educate with us. And you may even see an Olympian or two there. And then, the next day after that, on the 31st, we're going to have our Spring Jam. So what we do each year is we hold a women and all genders inclusive skate jam, where, again, we just give people an opportunity to roll together, win some prizes.
Indigo, you are part of a community that is warm and cool and welcoming because they are all qualities that you just emanate. So good to see you again. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And
I'll see you at the skate park.
Let's see if you get your present as well.
Thank you.
Dr. Indigo Willing, you can check her out on Twitter. She does occasionally put up videos of herself attempting that kickflip by 50. Why not?